we had done an experiment on whether people can remember the input modality of words. You know, it's all randomized. And the prevailing idea at that time was that, oh yeah, you see the word, but then you code it in, say it to yourself, but then you get the meaning, and everything's based on the meaning. So yeah, the surface details just go away. And you know, we found, you know, people can remember pretty well whether they saw it or heard it. And then I just, one study, I decided to try to use that to determine the locus of the spacing effect, whether it's the first memory or the second memory that doesn't get encoded very well, and when the repetitions are masked. And the evidence seemed to point to the second.
The second not being encoded.
But not being, yeah. The first one, rather than the second one interrupting consolidation of the first one, it's as though the first one affects the processing of the second one.
Yeah.
It inhibits it somehow. I got an Apple II for my lab.
That can't be till the 1980s.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I wasn't particularly interested in doing simulation work for quite a while. I was interested in exploring things, you know, empirically. Well, and yeah, there were computers here, but I, you know, we used them to analyze data, do analysis of variance and things like that. When I came here, Mike Posner had the cognitive lab set up in the basement of a building over here, and he used PDP computers to run experiments. So he was a real pioneer in using computers to run experiments. But I didn't use them for anything. We'd get the data and put them on punch cards and send them to the computing center to analyze.